So there are two different towns. Young is a town very remote in the mountains, east of Peyton. Youngtown, south of Sun City, is what I meant to say. Sorry, Scott. Youngtown, Arizona's home of LifeStream Complete Senior Living, was designed as a senior living community and named Youngtown.
Tongue-in-cheek.
Yes.
Well, we didn't name it Youngtown, so we just have our community in the town of Youngtown. I can't take any credit for that.
Considerations of complete senior living. One of the things on our talking points was living with kids. You'd mentioned that many times a caregiver will pass before the person they're caring for from the amount of stress. Mom, don't get Alzheimer's, is what I took out of that. Don't kill me prematurely. I got lots to do here still.
Yeah. Well, sometimes we do hear that as an option that people mention is that, well, what if I just move mom or dad in with me and I've got a room in my house, or I'm going to do a renovation and I'm going to make a space for my mom to come live with me. And we would say for some people that probably works beautifully. But the question is, what is the lifestyle that the kids have that they need to maintain? In many cases, what we're seeing is because we're all working longer in the workforce, that many of us are going to still be working when our parents age to that place where they might think about coming and living with us. And then asking the question, what does that look like? I'm working full time. I have kids at home. I have kids off at college. And what happens if then mom starts to decline?
And she will emotionally as well, because if you guys are all out doing your activities, she's left home alone. And then she's also removed from all of her friends and the places she's familiar with. So it doesn't always, it's not quite as romantic as it can sound.
I don't think it is. And I do sometimes hear this idea that, well, it's cheaper than living in assisted living. And I think, Romy, you talked about your friend and the expense of that assisted living. But you have to start considering, what is it really, what's the actual cost to that? And if mom isn't able to stay home alone or doesn't want to stay home alone, now what does that look like? Are we having to bring in people to do supportive care or do transportation? And then it starts, that financial question starts to change a little bit if it's really not just, oh, well, she's just going to live in a room in our house. And then at the heart of it, and I will continue to say at the heart of it, is that really what mom wants, and is that really what's best for mom or dad?
I do love your heart for the elderly, Donna. It just shines through. You want them to have what's important to them and really enhance that quality of life. Let's do talk, though, a little bit about expense. So, you know, we do hear these stories of $10,000 a month, and it can be that much if it's intensely medical or if it's a really high-end community. But there are other options. Can you kind of talk us through what that would look like?
At LifeStream, we have independent living is sort of, I guess what I would say, the starting point, and that we have apartment style, we have patio homes, we actually have what would be single family homes sitting in a community, the community of Youngtown, and that's a good starting point for when people want to move into a senior community. They don't need assisted living yet. They just want to bring in those other services like meals and housekeeping support, maintenance-free living, and that's a start at independent living.
Okay, so when you move into one of those, you're pretty close to the center, the LifeStream itself, and you can take advantage of the meals. Then I think you guys take care of all the landscaping and stuff too, so is that what you're saying? So you're just moving in, but everything is being cared for.
Right.
Right.
But it's your home.
Right.
It's your home, and you can partake in the activities or not. You can take in a meal or not, because you have a kitchen in your apartment or your home. And so, but it is close to the activity of the community. And all three of the four of our communities have independent living here in the Valley. The next one you might talk about is assisted living. This is when there needs to be some additional supports now, and it makes more sense to be living in a place that now has more of a healthcare support model, and you have caregivers to come alongside to help with those things. But again, assisted living is a broad range of services and it also has a broad range of cost associated with it.
One thing you mentioned earlier was in our conversation was the fact that a lot of people assume that that end of life will be paid for maybe by insurance. And it's quite a surprise to find out, hey, that's just personal dollars I had to come up with.
Absolutely. Seniors, most often over the age of 65, are going to be covered by Medicare. And of course, there's other insurance programs that can come alongside Medicare. But Medicare itself does not pay for assisted living. It does not pay for long-term care in even a higher level of care. Medicare is for that short-term incident. And so insurance of that nature does not pay for a living situation. If you have long-term care insurance, then that can pay for assisted living or long-term, what we call long-term custodial care in a healthcare center. But that's long-term care insurance, and that's a product that you would have to buy that is not bundled in with your Medicare.
And it's not everybody has that. That's not just an assumed that you would have that. So not everybody even knows to do that, to have the long-term care.
I would say more often than not, I meet people. I don't see that as being a majority of people at all who have a long-term care policy.
So what would be your advice to people then in kind of anticipating how we're going to pay for mom and dad?
Well, understanding finances, and that's where the conversation gets kind of hard, I think, I always say it's a little bit hard to get in your mom and dad's business when they were the ones who raised you. And seniors have, they're private oftentimes about their finances, and they don't really want other people in their business, and they may not want their kids in their business. But at some point, somebody trusted needs to have some understanding of what those finances are. And if it's the adult child that's coming alongside the senior, then it would be important for that conversation to happen, again, in a respectful and dignified way, not implying that mom or dad can't manage their own finances, but making sure that those conversations don't have to happen when a bad thing has happened. We can do it when we're all sitting down and having a cup of coffee and having a good conversation about what's next. What does next look like if you're starting to see those signs of aging and have some concerns?
I like your statement about decide before someone has to decide for you, you know, to have your plan in place, to really think it through, be open-minded. I think it's a lot of responsibility goes on us as we age, you know, what's realistic and how much burden am I going to be on my kids? You know, am I going to have this thought out and a plan in place, or am I just going to let it happen and maybe something bad will happen and, you know, then it just whatever happens, happens.
Well, and I think that realistic also goes to understanding that not all of us have put away enough money to be able to live in the place that's $10,000 a month. And while that might be my desire, or my desire might be to live with my children or to renovate my home or those kinds of things, it's a question of, is there resource available to do that? If the resource isn't there, then what are we going to do? And to be realistic and honest about what we can and cannot accomplish.
Lots to think about, for sure. Why don't you talk a few minutes about, so let's say that mom and dad don't quite have to leave home yet, and they want to stay at home. And you talked about the fact that y'all will come in and do an assessment. Is that just after they've been at the rehab place, or can you make an assessment for just anybody?
Well, we were specifically talking about it after a short-term rehab mm-hmm. stay, that they can come and do a home assessment. And there are a lot of companies that can come in and do a home assessment and take a look. And that's not actually in LifeStream's wheelhouse, but there is certainly a resource that we could connect people to. We certainly have good partners out there who can go and do such a thing. So to determine what kinds of services might be appropriate to allow mom and dad to continue to age in this place for a little while longer.
I'm just thinking about how inviting you are, how willing you are to share your information. I'm thinking people are wondering, how do I get this kind of information? So, you know, you're talking about, how would someone get educated? How would they find someone to trust to help them walk through these things?
Well, the first place I would send somebody is perhaps to our LifeStream website, lifestreamliving.com. And in a little bit, we're also going to be talking about our seniorlivingchecklist.com that also has a tremendous amount of resources to help somebody get started, because our heart and my heart is to help people on this journey.
Yeah, I read something in just getting ready for our talk just about, you know, as sad as it is, older people often get taken advantage of, well, by everybody, it seems like, but by their own children, you know. So to have someone you could really trust to help you through and decide, what do I have? What do I do with it? What is my plan going to be? What are my options? There are so many options. It's really hard to focus down on that. And you don't know what the end looks like for you. You know, you don't know what your last years look like. So just to have the plan A, maybe a plan B, plan C.
And I oftentimes am in conversation with people who want to have this sort of long range plan, and I want to figure out what the next 5 years or the next 10 years or the next 20 years looks like. And the reality is, once that aging process starts, we really are needing to make, and aging happens, of course, over time, but when you're at that point of that decision point, is make your very best decision with the information that you have today. Because none of us have a crystal ball, and we don't know what that aging process is going to look like for my mom or my dad or for ourselves. And so you need to be focused on, let's make the very best decisions we can today with an eye toward the future. But what does today look like, and how can we make a wise decision that honors and respects the wishes and desires of her mom or dad? Or as the seniors, you're making a decision that honors what you want in your very best decision for today.
That kind of ties in with, it's not just one conversation, because if you're going to do that, if you're going to base it on today, that probably needs to be done every 6 months. Just kind of update it. Hey, what's it look like now? Has anything changed? What would you do different, you know, if this happened today, if something...
I have a good friend who has been doing that with his mom and dad, I would say over the probably last 2 or 3 years. And they literally have just sort of been walking slowly through this process. And they have been doing exactly that. How are we looking right now? How are we looking today? And bringing in services to continue to make the very best today that they can. But they've now finally reached that point where they've said, it's no longer sustainable here in our home, and now it's time for us to consider going to a senior living community. And so now they're trying to, again, do that in a slow and metered way that's respectful of what his mom and dad want.
Well, they're lucky to have him, because, you know, even though there's a lot of resources now that haven't been there in the past, like they were working on an Uber drive, I don't know where they're at in that process, or just different things that would be very helpful. Oftentimes they don't know how to use it. They don't even know how to use the internet or the phone, or, you know, the iPhones or whatever. So that, you know, you can kind of show your folks and do it for them. Here's the things that are available. We had the situation where we were calling and getting a ride for our folks, because they didn't know how to do that, but we knew it was available, and we were all spread out across town. We're an hour apart. So to be able to, for us, even as this generation, to be able to draw on those things that are available, we can do that for them.
Well, there's tremendous value in technology. There's tremendous value in the services that are coming. And I think it is going to continue to make the choices of aging broader, because there's so many offerings out there.
Complete Senior Livestream, Complete Senior Living, the website?
LivestreamLiving.com.